Farmers may be on the losing end of the tariff wars. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. As countries butt heads over tariffs, farmers may be the losers in the battle. Jason Grant is an ag professor at Virginia Tech.
A lot of our producers in the agricultural domain, they depend on international markets. We're also a large importer for such things as fresh fruits and vegetables that cannot be produced year-round here.
But, says Grant, farmers themselves can't just up and decide to set tariff rates.
Farmers, ranchers, producers are price takers. They don't have market power. They don't have any power to set prices or establish the sale price of their output. So we export a lot of what we produce. And the risk to U.S. agriculture is the threat of retaliation, which maybe hasn't been mentioned yet so far, by foreign countries.
In a tariff conflict, no one wants to be the only party to absorb the impact. And, says Grant, the punches can come from entities that have nothing to do with agriculture.
And it's not just retaliatory tariffs. History has shown us that foreign countries can take any number of non-tariff, non-monetary types of retaliation. So that's important to keep in mind. And those all hurt U.S. agricultural exports.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.